LAPD considering adding stoppage to tasers after Kenan Anderson's death. The Los Angeles Police Department is looking into options for altering its tasers to limit the number of times an officer could fire to gain compliance from a suspect after a man died hours after an officer tossed him 6 times in 42 seconds following a traffic incident earlier this month. LAPD Chief Michelle Moore said during the January 24 Police Commission meeting he was looking into whether a stoppage could be added to the department's electroshock weapons to deactivate them for a minute or two between firings. Moore said the death of Kenan Anderson warrants consideration of working with the manufacturer to consider establishing a limit. The department's policy permits the use of a taser as a reasonable force option if the suspect poses an immediate threat to the safety of the officer or to others. Also, officers should generally avoid repeated or simultaneous activations to avoid potential injury to the suspect, according to the policy. Erratic behavior after car crash. The incident began after Anderson, cousin of Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors, was involved in a traffic accident January 3 in Venice. The LAPD said in a January 6 press release that he was running in the middle of the street and exhibiting erratic behavior after the accident. The LAPD released January 23 extended body cam footage, showing Anderson's initial encounter with the first officer responding to the scene. When the officer arrived at Lincoln and Venice Boulevards, Anderson was being evaluated for driving under the influence and was told several times to sit on the sidewalk, according to the video. Appearing to be restless, Anderson kept telling the officer someone was trying to kill him. The officer repeatedly asked him to take some deep breaths for me. Later in the video, Anderson is then seen kept getting up from the sidewalk and running away into traffic as additional officers arrived. Officers ultimately detained him, attempted to place him in handcuffs, hobbled him at his ankles, and tossed him. As officers contacted Anderson, he began to resist, resulting in a use of force, LAPD said in a statement January 23. Officers struggled with Anderson for several minutes, utilizing a taser, body weight, firm grips, and joint locks to overcome his resistance. Anderson was transported to a hospital in Santa Monica, where he later died after a cardiac arrest. The cause of death has not been determined. A toxicology report showed cocaine and cannabis in Anderson's system, according to Moore. Moore said the incident is being investigated, particularly the repeated use of the taser. Family suing city. The family of Anderson filed a $50 million damages claim January 20 against the city of Los Angeles. Attorney Carl Douglas announced the claim alongside civil rights attorney Ben Crump, who previously represented the family of George Floyd in Minnesota. The claim, a precursor to a lawsuit, alleges that police officers involved in the incident used excessive force and that the LAPD has a pattern of such against black men. According to the claim, Anderson, a father of a 5-year-old son and a teacher for more than 8 years in Washington, D.C., had been visiting relatives in the Los Angeles area during the recent holidays. Police union defends officers' responses. The Los Angeles Police Protective League, the union that represents hundreds of active LAPD officers, issued a statement in response to the claim, saying that Anderson escalated the confrontation with his behavior. Union director and LAPD detective Jamie McBride told the Epoch Times the main officer involved in the incident did an absolutely fantastic job and that the union supports him. He was extremely calm trying to de-escalate him. That's exactly the training we get, he said. When it comes to the tossing, McBride said officers can reuse it as many times as possible to gain compliance. He said officers attempted to detain Anderson because of his involvement in the traffic collision, but Anderson's resistance warranted the use of a taser. The normal person is going to abide by the officer's direction, he said. When the individual doesn't go by what the office is asking, the officer to question why is he not doing it? LAPD has a mental health second response team, system-wide mental assessment response team, that can be deployed after a scene is secure and stabilized. However, Debbie Thomas, an officer with the department for 13 years, told the Epoch Times that in the situation with Anderson, there was no possibility of Smart working alongside officers trying to get the situation under control. There's absolutely no way that any patrol officer would allow an unarmed clinician who has zero tactical experience to be faced with such a volatile and potentially deadly situation, she said.